Blog Talk Radio.
Honey Dripper, the one who oozes the sweetest nectar, thick with measure, rich with divine splendor. Hey you, honey dripper, did you know your very definition tantalizes the heartbeat of imagination? Your golden liquid intoxicates upon tongues of craving souls. Your silky smooth texture ignites tender lickings of pleasure. Honey dripper, you stir the honey pot with seamless twirls and swirls. You saturate hunger as you slip slide into the depths of yearning, as you coat vessels and tunnels of desire with your sensuous elixir, with your drippings of love. Sweetest honey dripper, like silky balm upon the flesh of longing, forever feed the colonies and legions of lovers with your lush, lavish delicacies. For the soul of the world is ravenous to taste your flavors of ecstasy until the melting of time.
Daybreak, an amazing night. I'm drenched in sunlight, arms clenched pillows, and satin covers, nostrils open, enjoying the scent left by my lover. I reminisce about each kiss, each touch, his long, deep tongue all over my body. So vivid, a sense tingles through me. Images etched in my mind of you. Perfectly complexed, earth-brown skin, his body Adonis sculpted, lips succulent, mouth watering, my eyes fixated, bath towel barely contains his manhood. I trace the outline of his sofa. He looks so damn good. Beads of water cling to his massive brain. I seem to touch, run my fingers through his dreadlock mane. He's oh so fine. His tongue glides across my lips, saturates the epicenter between my hips. I crave him deep, deep inside me. Orgasms exploding in my mind. His monument of praise stands tall. My oral fixation takes charge. I'm gonna swallow the ball. The one-eyed bandit conversing with my throat. I'm fluid in sucker cockanese. As saliva drips from my lips, giving him a shiny new coat. firmly in hand. I grip his muscular ass, pulling him deeper, 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 taking as much as I humanly can. He expands, throbbing again and again. Saliva artistically paints shaft and head. I release, straddles his thigh. He slides into my fertile flower bed. Stretching my womanhood to its capacity, diving deeper and deeper, he seems to have mastered my body. Gyrating hot pussy, hard dick, pleasing, panting, ranting, clawing, screaming, fuck me, harder, feel me, creaming, legs spread eagle. Come for me, come with me, come on me, I'm coming, the conclusion, our bodies are one, melting into a sexual fusion. Symphony of grunts and moans as I feel you begin to throb. He withdraws, exploding his ejaculate upon my nothingness, caramel.
Yes, we are on live. Yes, welcome everybody to Spoken Ink with yours truly, Indigo Soul. It's open mic night. We are back. I am excited. How is everyone doing? I am ecstatic. Just ecstatic right now. So happy. We already have a bunch of callers online waiting to get on to recite. I'm so excited. Yes, welcome back. Well, welcome back to me. Welcome back to everybody. It's been a while since I did this show. I am really happy to be back on air live. It's Indigo Soul, and we're going to have 90 minutes of pure poetry. We have a lot of callers. We have a lot of listeners. I want to say thank you to everyone who's supporting the show tonight. Yes. Before I came on, you heard two spoken word audios. The first one that you heard was from Deborah Renee, and it was called Drippin' Honey. That was a beautiful piece. And then after that, the one you just heard was from Mona Baudet, and it was an erotic piece called An Amazing Night. So we have all different types of pieces that people are sending in tonight. I'm loving it. It's beautiful. And if you want to send in, there's still time. Thank you to everyone who has sent in their audio so far. But if you still want to send in your audio to be played tonight, you can. Yes, the email address to send in your audio is the InkSpot Radio Show, any of your audios in MP3 form, please send it in, and I'll play it for you tonight. Yes, we got a great show right now. Listen, let me give you the phone number, because I don't think I did that. I'm so excited. My mind is everywhere. It's been a while. The phone number to call in to recite tonight is 646-787-8428. I'll say it again, 646-787-8428. You guys we have 90 minutes for you guys to call in and recite. You want to vent, you want to shout out, what do you want to do? You want to tell a story, anything you want to do, we can do that tonight, okay? It's open like night, okay? Anything goes. Okay, so we got a few callers here, and I think we're going to go to the lines. We're going to go to the lines. We got a few people waiting to get on and recite. So we're going to go. The first caller that we actually had on, she was here nice and early. So I'm going to bring her on first. Her name Her name is, did I get her name? Actually, we're going to call you by area code. I don't think I got your name. Area code 518. I'm going to bring you on. Hello. You're on.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? No, actually, I got you. You were the second one on. This is Poet Essence, correct?
You got it.
Yes. Okay. You're not. You told me you're not ready yet. Is that correct? You're not ready to recite.
Not yet. You can play the audio.
Okay. Okay. No problem. I'm gonna play your audio in a minute. So we'll get back to you. Thank you very much for calling. By the way.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have Poet Essence. She's a very, very talented person, and she sent in her audio, and she's gonna recite a little bit later. So we'll get back to her. And we'll go to the next caller, area code 916. We'll go to you. 916, hello.
Hello, it's nice to hear from you. How are you again?
Hi, how are you again? Would you like to introduce
yourself? Super, thank
you. That's great. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Well, my name's Cheyenne. I'm based out of Sacramento. I was streaming through some listings, Blog Talk, seeing your posting in regards to open mic, and I'm all about self-expression, and especially when it has to do with those whom I'm melanated. So thank you for welcoming me. A mini vibration to you.
Okay, thank you very much. And Cheyenne, would you like to recite?
Sure.
Okay, so if you're ready, you can go ahead. If not, I'll give you some more time.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so this is Cheyenne, ladies and gentlemen, from Sacramento, California. She's going to recite for us.
We used to lose a lot of sleep at night. Contemplate, keep us up all night till we realize we fly, till we realize we're the sky. Hey, you be the sun, we be the moon, collective like a unit too. Roll up level, we decide what's best for the both of us, cause youth lives matter, black lives matter, all lives matter. Let's embrace our royalty as king and queen, vibe highly and stay up here. Goodness comes if we can share, let's stay up there. Goodness comes if we care and share. I had to repeat that. Don't need much, but I need that. And we see that and we be that. Sweet earth that we relax. Just know I got your front and I got your back like skin. We all in, so may the games end and the celebration begin. Hey.
Yeah. Okay. No. Was that a free question? Was that freestyle? Or was
it was it was, you know, like I didn't, when I called, you notice I called early, I wasn't sure what I was gonna do, a song or what, but I don't know, I just thought I'd put a little something in the air to start it out since you called me so early. But once more,
hey,
you appreciate it.
Hey, that was great for off the top like that. That was good. I was feeling that. That was really good. Off, I was, as I'm listening, I'm like, is she freestyling this? But that was really good, though. I heard you, and I hear the message in what you're saying, so I enjoyed that. Good job on that one. That was good. But if you do want to do a written, I'll bring you back on. I will bring you back on if you want to recite something that you've written.
Beautiful. Please
okay.
Do it towards the end.
All right. All right, Cheyenne from Sacramento, thank you very much. That was really good.
Yeah. Reflected
right.
To you.
Awesome. Okay. All right, so Cheyenne started it off for us with her freestyle. That was cool. She was saying some deep stuff in there. Her voice is kind of soft, but I heard her. That was good. Anybody else want to freestyle? Because me, myself, I'm not a freestyler, so it takes a lot of, you know, you're going to have a lot of courage to freestyle. So she did that, and that was good. Okay, so we're going to the next caller. Okay, we have area code 614. Hello.
Hello, Queen. How you doing?
Hi. How are you? Who is calling?
This is Yurima Karama. How's things going on your end of the world?
Hey, Yurima Karama. I love that name, dude. It just flows. Yurima Karama. That's beautiful. How are you, sir?
I'm great. I'm great, Queen. I'm great on this Saturday night. Yep.
Awesomeness. And thank you for calling, first of all. And could you please, before anything, introduce yourself and tell everybody a little bit about you?
Okay. My name is Yurima Karama. I'm a speaker, activist, artist. I travel. I do spoken word poetry. I do hip-hop. Matter of fact, I just finished a poetry album yesterday. Just finished a hip-hop album earlier this week. My third hip-hop album is going to be called Up From the Trenches, Out of the Tombs. And I have two other albums out. All you can find them on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, CD Baby, Bandcamp. The first album is called My Testament, Volume 1, and the second album is called I Am the One. You can find them all up under my name, Yurima Karama. That's Yurima Karama. You can also go to my webpage for more information about me. That's www.yurimakarama.com. Like I said, I travel. I'm going to, matter of fact, I'm going to be at Poetry Fest next month. It's called the BPC, Black Poetry Cafe in Atlanta. I'll be featuring there for 2 days on the 10th and the 11th. It's from the 9th through the 12th. So I'll be featuring on that Friday and Saturday. And I have a bunch of YouTube stuff out, too. So you can check out my YouTube channel. Everything's under my name. It doesn't change. I don't make it difficult. I don't get on Instagram and change my name and all of that. So everything is Yurima Karama. So.
Awesomeness. Okay. And where are you from again?
Well, I'm from New York, but I'm living in Ohio right now, Columbus, Ohio. So.
I heard the accent in the New York. That's what I thought you was from New York. I heard it because I'm from New York, too, so I can pick them up. Okay. So,
That's what's up.
Make sure you guys check out Yurima Karama at the websites and the links that he provided. Okay. Support him. He's very talented. All right, sir. So are you ready to recite something for us?
Yeah, I do a little piece here.
Okay.
Absolutely. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, so Yurima Karama is ready now. He's going to recite. It's on you, sir.
Okay. We break through shackles, chains. We break through walls, concrete jungles, glass ceilings. We break through stereotypes, racism, institutional racism, systemic racism. We break through self-hate, black on black, white on black, yellow on black, red on black. We break through Confederate flags, seashores, plantations, cotton fields, back of the bus, tree limbs with our names on them, mugshots with our names on them, prison khakis with numbers on them. See, we started from the bottom. Now we at the crossroads of unifying as one, of staying separated and facing annihilation. See, unified, we like that hard, solid rock, impact deadly. Separated, we like flying debris, very little force. We become marchers only because we've taken too many steps away from our thrones, our kingsmanship being replaced with a beggar's tongue, our queen standing in the shadows of Nicki Minaj's images, waiting on the next Harriet Tubman to rise up from amongst them, leading the safe passage to unity. 1 million men standing on reconstructed plantation, ready to take 2 million boys and make 2 million boy kings. 2 million boy kings unified, spread out across the land, turning ghettos into dynasties, project buildings into pyramids, bloodstained sidewalks turned to plowed farmland called righteous harvest. See, we hear the call of their ancestors. They've sent us their spirit, knowing we'd need extra reinforcement, knowing we'd need a strength from the past in order to move us to a prosperous future. So we stand in solidarity, shouting Black Lives Matter to the our lives that have always mattered, reminding them that black skin is just as sacred as stolen history out of Egyptian tombs. The awakening of 1, 2, 3, then the village, the community, the culture, digging deep into the pages of our history, finding hidden treasures buried with pen, ink, and tree bark. We read what the scribes of old left behind to guide our path. It's to know thyself, it's to know we must walk together. Move with a purpose, energy fulfilling prophecy that we were the first to build together, and therefore we shall be the last to build together in peace.
What? Wow. That, listen, let me tell you something. My mind was, I was like really into it. You had me in a daze. I was just right there. Like when you were reciting, I can visualize everything and actually see everything that you're saying. That's how deep it was. So excellent piece. I appreciate that one. Very dope, very dope.
Thank you.
Very deep, too.
Thank you for having me on.
And we need more,
Paul.
Definitely, definitely. And we need more pieces like that, educational pieces like that, to teach people, you know, to keep them alert and aware of what's going on. So very nice.
Absolutely.
And if you have another one, definitely. If you have another that you'd like to recite, feel free. You can come back on and actually recite if you'd like, okay? Because I was digging that one. That was dope.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So thank you, Yurima Karama. That was awesome. And
thank
feel free
you.
To come back on anytime. All right.
Okay. Thanks, Gwen.
All right. Man, did y'all hear that? Listen, I'm having a good time already. We had two very dope recitals right now. Man, that was great. We're going to keep it going. But before we actually continue with the recitals, we're going to actually go into some spoken word audio because we have quite a few. You guys sent in, yeah, a lot of people sent in their audio to be played tonight. I appreciate it. And we're going to get into some more. We're going to go to a piece by a gentleman named Lux Crumb. He's from Harlem, and his piece is called Project USA. So we're going to get into that, and when we return, we'll continue with the open mic. It is Spoken Ink with Indigo Soul Open Mic Night. We'll be right back. Let's listen to Project USA by Lux Crumb.
Project USA. It's all about you, sir. There's no I in USA. Bloods, white walls, and blue, sir. There's no me in USA. There's no we in USA. It's just you, sir. Body resemblance of George Zimmerman with the head of Medusa. Mutated and alienated on behalf of the Rhythm Nation, what do you expect us to do, sir? It's a mighty fine afternoon, sir. 5 minutes to one, two hands up, screaming, don't shoot, sir. At the mere thought of injustice, we will loot, sir. Because it seems like the black dollar matters more than black lives to you, sir. But anyway, what you got for sale last new, sir? I need them 11s, the patent leathers, yeah, with the baby blue, sir. I'm gonna need those Japanese denims too, sir. Yeah, I'm gonna kill them tonight, all thanks to you, sir. The bitch is gonna be on me, the haters gonna catch the flu, sir. Lord knows I love the haters the same way that I love you, sir. You see, I receive the ether and use it to generate fuel, sir. I possess higher levels of intelligence by the spool, sir. And I've never graduated from your school, sir, so no thanks to you, sir. I'm an articulate, ubiquitous, cerebral lyricist. Mentally militant, ambitious, and ambivalent, but the music and the money comes through you, sir. So for you, sir, I call my brothers and sisters niggas and bitches. I make them feel inferior with my materialism. For you, sir, I put my head down and keep quiet about the truth. I keep buying more things and lying to the youth. For you, sir, I'll watch a light-skinned dude beat a dark-skinned dude black and blue. And with a sense of pride, comment hashtag Team Lightskin. I'm fighting my own ignorance as I write this. For you, sir, I write this for truth, sir. For proof that we are couth, for confirmation that our colloquial nature has been abused. So from now on, I refuse to call you, sir. I declare you America Incorporated, where in a few short months, another beneficiary of white privilege is going to be inaugurated, and another racist cop will be exonerated, and CNN is going to televise the great racial debate with none other than Don Lemon moderating it. But I don't have cable, so I don't have to tolerate the shit. But my Facebook's timelines, hotlines, going to bling with ignorance and intolerance. You'll distract us for 72 hours while you bomb some foreign territory and then shower them with flowers. Hashtag pray for your country here, but who's going to pray for ours? Project USA. It's all about you, sir.
It is real in here right now. It has gotten real in here. Oh, boy. What a beautiful piece. A strong message in that piece. Deep piece right there by Mr. Lux Crumb, representing Harlem out here in New York. That piece was called Project USA, and it was, man, that was something that we need. I'm telling you, tonight so far, we had some real deep intellectual stuff going on, and I'm going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going right now. We're going to go to the next spoken word audio. since we got this nice intellectual deep vibe going, let's keep it going. We're going into Miss Tammy Thomas. Tammy Thomas. We're going to go into her piece, which is called Dear Streets. Okay. And we'll be right back. Spoken Ink, Open Mic Night with Indigo Soul. Poet Essence, ladies and gentlemen.
Spoken words of the poet Essence. Dear streets, I realize now you never did anything for me. As I prayed for family, you preyed on my innocence and corrupted my sleep. I confused the adrenaline felt in my heartbeat for companionship. I misconstrued the unity for those racing trips to escape from my poverty-stricken genes, but guess what? You achieved misleading me. But I don't thank you, streets. Say I can only sit in the seat reminiscing on the history. I can only breathe in short intervals and adjust to knowing brothers before me never got the chance to have this window view that I'm forced to see. The streaks pump blood as if blood was a common scenery like 666 before the purple and blue rain. The streets got hotels with souls and memorials like trains. And they say, to whom do I leave his remains? To whom do I leave his remains? We have more crackheads in our family than graduates. The average teen attended more funerals than graduations. And to think you'll just keep sipping your red tea being silent. You, street, you's a coward. You open doors on corner stoops, knowing only the affluent get by. You smash dreams at young boys with dads of teardrops and honors of shell casings. You promote territorial paper chasing rather than to create something your entire community can benefit from. You replace mothers as prostitutes and parade aunties and uncles as tricks. You call them thots and thugs and expect them to develop self-esteem. What bullshit street? I call it quits. This poem is about you. I hope to start an epidemic where everyone is rebuking you. You embrace the cage, bird, slave, freedom stint by committing heinous acts on the innocent. You embrace the cage, bird, slave, freedom stint by committing heinous acts on the innocent, and then scream how the system made you a statistic. You faded them into believing opening schools and fixing up classrooms is a wasted investment, because we don't help parents in need. We close our eyes, we close our eyes, we close our eyes, and only see what happens after death touches our skin. When those teardrops become more powerful as the casket goes by, goes in, we cry. We cry with our hands to the sky. You are a hypocrite, street. I'd rather rent storage boxes and pass them out rather than to sing, this one's for my homie. You say I cannot become a man, sipping in dark clouds without useful legs to break dance, dab, and smile. I say my daughter won't learn to read if her father can't teach her how. So I drop my flag on these beats, and I clean the very sidewalk that led me to believe I needed strong legs and feet to conquer this universe. Now I wonder if you will see my eyes of pain before you catch me rolling again. Streets, you're dead. You're nobody's friend. Spoken words of the poet Essence. Get him, fucker. That's putting
it. It is real in here. That's all I have to say. We are really, really rolling tonight. That was a beautiful, very deep piece by poet Essence, and we have her here Okay, we're going to bring her on. Nice, I love that. I actually saw the video for that, and it's a really good video. And I'm going to bring her on so she can explain more and tell you more about the video and everything. Miss Poet Essence, you're on. Hello.
Peace and blessings, everybody. How we doing?
All right, all right. I want to say that's a very deep piece. I love it.
I appreciate it. A lot of inspiration just from life experiences and, you know, people we meet on the street.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Definitely want to give. I definitely want to give big ups to Harlem. That piece was amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, shout out. Shout out to Lux from definitely.
Shout out to Harlem. Okay, so mm-hmm. in regards to check on my page, it's Tammy Thomas page or the face or the Poet Essence page. Check out their streets. The video is just as powerful as the words. It kind of imitates the imagery. Right now we're looking at 20,000 views, which is pretty good for 2 weeks. So I want to keep it going. Everybody, if you're on, share it, like it, make a comment, critique. I also have 3 CDs out. You can look up Poet Essence, and first one is Persuasively Seduced, 4 Seasons, and Crooked Change Smeared. So they're pretty much everywhere. Just Google a name, Amazon, everything. I think the piece I'm doing for you guys tonight is Life and Suicide. That's also live on my page as well, so you can check that out.
Yes, that was a good video. I saw that video, too. That was awesome.
Haha, cool. Ready, guys?
All right.
Said no one's playing on even ground anymore. It seems like every street corner holds a war, and it's a no-win situation. I said they're growing up with eyesore. What am I supposed to teach the kids to make them want to live? That the common core will help them achieve their goals if they just submit, don't protest, don't ask questions, and behold the law, and then you won't become a targeted little boy. The law of policing was a sweltering summer where 9mm saw heat or melatonin skin like bloodstains that splattered daily art on Chirakian alleyways, pavements. We are killing family traditions. Those cowards who lured a 9-year-old to his execution breaks every code established for gang life. No women, no children. We are living in a war zone. We are silently condoning killing each other, putting labels on others who speak out against the double standard and only stand when it's another race killing. We need more snitches protecting our families. Our power to create hashtags has been proven positive. Say her name like, really, Black Lives Matter. And if I die in police custody, I didn't commit suicide. But the problem is, our power to remove gang flags from our brothers and sisters' lives falls on deaf ears. And teardrops drips to our mothers and fathers while mass incarceration increases every year and keeps the economy thriving and no one seems bothered. No solutions to stop it. Every time we hear about a murder, a stabbing, we assume it's about power, protecting our so-called empire. We fight each other for property and grounds we never owned. We forgot we will become dead role models. Don't forget, young boys, stand still, don't run, look afraid, because if authorities catch you running to be saved, intimidated, profiled, then your spill will ink the ground with street visuals, candles, and notes. Mom will say he's floating above the moon, watching them, watching me, watching you, and if all lives matter, how come it's more difficult to accept the Tukey Williams but study Manson? And if all lives matter, why prosecute with double standards? Why take a Dylan Roof to Burger King still breathing and then drag a 17-year-old girl from a school chair already grieving, beat a 19-year-old to death for filming? If all lives matter, how can we become afraid of exposing the truth? Just don't forget, just submit, don't protest, look scared, don't ask questions, and the police won't shoot you. Just submit, don't protest, look afraid, don't ask questions, and the police won't shoot you. If all lives matter, how come neighborhood watch groups aren't camping out? You don't see churches and revivals anymore. We keep giving up on our own. We are more connected to the phones than the shows of unity. So tell me all lives matter as now we get ready to invade Black Friday with black dollars before saving 4 hours solid. And then worry about the eviction notice or arguing with the utility companies on Monday. I don't believe all lives matter. as we continue making this a Chatter to Divide. We are what we are, teaching our kids life or suicide. Thanks for listening, y'all. Check out the page anytime on Facebook.
Wow, and that's real. Thank you very much for sharing that. I appreciate it. Guys, make sure you check out Miss Tammy Thomas. She, Poet Essence, she is very, very talented. And she got some real stuff that she's spitting that y'all need to know about. Thank you very much. If you want to recite another, you are welcome. You're welcome to do so.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right. Okay. Poet Essence, beautiful, beautiful, man. She's deep. She got some videos, and I've checked the videos out. And at the end of the show, I'm definitely going to actually repost some of the videos and share them on my timeline and in the groups, because those are must-see videos, and she has some really serious, deep messages. So shout-out to her. All right. Shout-out to Yurima Karama, who also spit some stuff, some real deep stuff, man. And our friend over here who also spit from Sacramento. Okay, shout out to her. Okay, we rolling tonight. We rolling, and it's not over. We have more callers. We have more people ready to recite. I'm gonna bring on one of our older supporters. She not old in age, as me. I mean older than she's been supporting the show since it's come on. Okay, we're gonna bring on. Her name is Kimber Love. Okay, we're gonna bring on Miss Kimber Love right now, so she can share with us something beautiful, because she always has something beautiful to share. Kimber Love, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Indigo Soul?
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. And I want to say hello to everybody. I really enjoyed Essence's work. Her work is shared, the recording, and also her message was beautiful.
Definitely, definitely. And I would like for you, because everybody doesn't know you. I know you from way back, but everybody doesn't know you. So I want you to introduce yourself and tell everybody a little bit about you and your work.
Well, my name is Kimber Love. I'm from the Minneapolis area. I've been doing spoken word and poetry as a performing artist since 2005 here in my town. I've been blessed to go here and there, been to Chicago a couple of times, been to Phoenix. I'm excited about this new venture that I'm going into with the poet community outside of my region. My message is simple. It's always love. I've been like that since I was a child. I've dreamed about it. I talk about it. I act it out. Then through my faith, it became mature, if I can say it like that, to where no longer can I just be one to talk about it. Now I have to be one to live it out. Like, you know, when people rise up against you without a cause, and you have to hold on to being true to loving people outside of themselves, you know.
Definitely.
So that's something I've learned the hard way, but I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for it. I feel bigger. I feel fatter when it comes to love now because of that, because if you can truly love your enemy, doesn't mean they have to be in your life, doesn't mean you have to interact with them past whatever limits you might have. It just means that when I go to sleep at night, there's nothing agonizing me in my conscience or my subconscious, because I'm going to love my, you know, I've learned to love my enemies. So, I mean, that's not the only part of the message. I think that's a big part, because it's easy to love those who are lovable, you know, but those who are not lovable is the challenge and where we have to come into. So, and that's kind of where I got the name Kimber Love. I like what God said to me a couple of years back when I was struggling with the way my poetry is, my style. and he said that I was a Song of Solomon poet. So I've been able to be at ease because of that. At first I was stressed and like, ooh, I don't know. Am I supposed to be the sensual? Like, and I was like, God, I don't want to go to hell for poetry.
Wow.
Because, you know, I couldn't help the sexy part that came along with it. You know what I mean?
That's the natural part. Yeah, I feel you.
Well, well, that's a little
that's
bit about
okay.
me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a, that's a little bit about me.
Okay. So just give them some links where they can check out your work.
Okay, so you can find me on, I haven't been on Reverb Nation in a while, but I'm still on Reverb Nation under Kimberlove Speaks. I'm on YouTube also under Kimberlove Speaks. I'm on Facebook under Kimberly Marie White, and then also my artist page is Kimberlove Speaks as well. And so right now I'm currently in the running for nominations for the National Poetry Awards at nationalpoetryawards.com. Thank you.
Right.
I'm running. And I'm going for erotic poet and religious poet.
What? Really?
Yeah.
At the
I
same
know, right?
Time?
At the same time, girl. I'm looking for my double portion right about now. And
that's talent.
Well, the funny thing is, again, it fits with the Song of Solomon thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
God made sex. It is a very potent gift. I mean, I'm not pornographic with my stuff. I know some porn poets that are out there, and they get the clitoris and licoricious and all of that, and I do too. But it's just mine is different. I'm just hoping that it's worthy enough to bring home both of those. So, again, yeah, I am. So that's Category 13 and Category 15, if anybody thinks that my stuff is good enough to vote for.
We can vote for either one or both?
Both. Please vote for both. I want both.
Okay.
I want both. I ain't even going to lie.
Right.
Because I feel like it fits. I know, right? I feel like it fits. It really fits the poetic style that I walk in, and it fits the poetic style that I wrestled. Like, I wrestled between the two parts of me, the godly part. I mean, because, like, I have a degree in theology. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, my bachelor's is in theology. My associate's is in music business, and so when I first came out, I really wrestled with those two entities, you know, because I've been in the church since the mid 80s, and and so through it all, you know, learning God and learning my faith, and then the poetry came up. I'm a late bloomer. It really budded out in the early 2000s, and I didn't. You know, I wrestled because when you have, I wrestled with that church mind of all the do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And I was missing the what is, and I was missing the fact that, well, this is the way God gave it to me. Like, I really wrestled because that religious mind will say, oh, it's you going to hell. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, it was a growth period for me. So yeah, I feel like at this stage in my work, I'm free enough to handle going for both, and I know it's the same coin. To me, it's the same coin. It's just two sides. You have the godly side, and you have that after dark side, and they both go together. Technically, you know, He made
Definitely.
Everything. Ain't nothing
Definitely.
Hidden. We can be in the dark doing some things that we think ain't nobody going to see, but maybe
True.
God see it all.
That's true.
And then it's like my work, I always have a God dimension in it. Like, no matter what, there's something I heard in the Bible. It just comes out automatically. You know, I got 20-something years under my belt, and I'm totally convinced, I'm cool with it, You know what I mean? I'm going forward with it. I believe that God is raising up the spirit of the bride of Christ, which is what we're taught in the Word, not some people. I'm not going off of people. I'm going off of the Word, the portion that we have. You know, cause like John said in the Bible, he said, and many things did Jesus do when he was here on earth, but and that are not recorded. He said, but what is recorded, what is written down, that's what you take a hold of, and that's what you use for yourself. And so that's how I'm looking at the whole Word. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Okay, so are you ready to recite for us?
I am. What do you want me to do?
Okay, I'll let you go ahead and just pick anything you want. Oh. Anything you want will be a blessing. So, blessings for
something that
you're doing.
Okay. So I got a piece that I feel like fits both of those categories.
Okay.
And
that'd be perfect.
And it's titled True Lovers.
Okay. True Lovers. All right, here we go. Miss Kimberly.
True Lovers. Right. She that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge, my God. In him will I always trust. True Lovers. Today he drew near to me, and today I answered him with the sweetest, softest surrender to his love. I moaned and hummed in agreement to his touch. Instantly I am raptured up, yielding to his tenderness and his faintest whisper, I become his all over again. You see, from the beginning, my heart was dedicated to be his most faithful friend, and we belong to each other, and that will never end. Because I know and trust that he is mine. I call him my beloved, and I'm honored to be his bride, and yes, with him I am so satisfied. So much so that I could never trade him in for another. You see, my heart is dedicated to be his true lover, and truly, I say truly, I do love the Lord my God and my Redeemer. The spirit of the bride says, come. And the heart of the lover says, stay right here. As the spirit draws me near, all time is lost while in his presence. He alone holds the answers to my question. In him my soul is resting. His love is so refreshing. Surrounded by his glory is the only treasure that I know worthy of the asking. From everlasting to everlasting, and I count that a manifested blessing. You see, today I found myself awake enough to respond to his nudging, and I yielded to him enough to enter into new dimensions. Safely escorted into the heavenlies, where there I could see the real me, the one not bound by the thoughts of others, the same whom the poem discovers, the same one willing to pay the faithful prayers of sacrifice, the same one who wears garments of dancing praise while worshiping God freely in my own space. You see, there in God's presence, I saw people I'd soon meet, not by chance, but by purpose. You know, the right time and the right place. So there I rest quietly, and there I patiently wait. And there, in God's presence, I hold on with all diligence to every season word spoken. Got my heart a-leaping and my soul a-hoping until all of my members come to show it. So that in the will of God, my life will truly show it. And so when I go away from that place, that awesome place, that wonderful place, that holy place, I go away gripping my own fiery sword, trusting that while in this lifetime and while here on this earth, I shall live it out with both love and dedication as only true lovers could fathom. And that's that piece.
Yes, yes, that's beautiful, very beautiful, beautiful, spiritual, loving. I felt all of that in there. So good job on that one, Miss Kimber Love. Enjoyed it very much.
Thank you.
Awesomeness. And if you do want to come back a little later, because we got about 35 minutes remaining in the show, if you'd like to come back and recite something else, you're welcome to do so, okay? All right. Okay. And
sure.
Before you go, okay, one more time, tell everyone where we can go vote for you in that awards ceremony that you got going on.
So I got a couple things going on. I got the nominations for the National Poetry Awards .com. Again, my categories are the religious poet, which is number 13, and erotic poet, which is number 15. And you can vote for other, there's so many beautiful categories. I encourage you that if you have a poet that you want to nominate, put their name in there. There's Poet of the Year, Author of the Year, Single of the Year, CD of the Year. You know, there's community. Poets that are really strong in the community can get awards. And I've already won one. I won one in 2013 for New Upcoming Poet and Spoken Word Artist of the Year.
Congratulations on that one.
Thank you. And then I also have, you can find me at GoFundMe.com. As you know, as an artist, and I'm here busting my behind. Like, I work a job, but I also sell my Indian tacos during the weekends, which helps sponsor. That's my main financial sponsor. So, you know, I'll cook the mess out of my tacos and I'll sell them. But that covers travel, that covers lodging, and I really am hoping to be able to bring with me a DVD compilation of my work, and also T-shirts when I go down to the Poet Fest in June, which is next month and a couple weeks away. So I'm going down there. I'm going to do the Put Your Money Where Your Mic Is. I'm going to do some of the open mics out there. Met a lot of awesome poets just on Blog Talk Radio shows. So those are the things. And it's GoFundMe.com/KimberLoveSpeaks. So my goal is $600. I'm just trying to, you know, bring enough to kind of bring some exposure to my work as well. And those are the things I got going on. And that's where people can find me. Under Kimber Love Speaks everywhere.
All right. So, guys, make sure you go to the websites and the links provided and support Miss Kimber Love, man. She's doing a lot of things. And congratulations once again on those nominations. I will definitely be voting for you. All right.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Reciting. That was a beautiful piece. And if you want to come back on, I got you. All right.
Sure. I got you. I'm here. If you call me, I'm gonna be listening. So, you know, just hit me and let me know.
All right, Kimber Love. Thank you very much. Okay, we are up to 35 minutes remaining in this show. We've had a great show thus far, some beautiful recitals, some great audios, and we're going to keep it going. 35 minutes remaining in the show. I want to say thanks to everyone who called in thus far and everyone listening online. I appreciate you very, very much. If you still want to call in, you've got plenty of time. The number to call in, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-787-8428. Once again, 646-787-8428. If you want to call in and recite, it's open mic night. Call in and share with us whatever you want, guys. Okay? Also, if you want to send in an audio piece to be played tonight or on other shows as well, you can do that. Email me at the inkspotradioshow@gmail.com, and we'll play your audios. We got some more audios right now that we're going to play. So we're going to get into another audio before we continue with the open mic recitals, okay? So we're going to go to another one that we have from Miss Deborah Renee, okay? And this one is called If Only. Okay, so let's get into Deborah Renee, If Only, and we'll be right back with Spoken Ink with Indigo Soul Open Mic Night. Yes.
In the breezes of life, in the melodies of eternity, that echo, those fine notes, reminds me of you. If only I'd known you before. Strength, honor, knowledge, from a distance I peeked into your soul. I felt your rhythm, that heartbeat's smooth essence. If only I'd known you before. Sublime, divine, fine, that passion-colored soul. Your silky vibration and flow, I felt you time and time again. If only I'd known you before. Bold, handsome, irresistible. Did you know I saw stars and miracles, everything beautiful possible in those brown eyes of yours? They captivate in volumes, they mesmerize like rainbows. If only I'd known you before. Stars, moon, golden sun, if you were mine, I would have loved you from kingdom come. Then in your arms I would have surrendered to all that love begot. If only I'd known you before. Utopia, paradise, heaven. So now I confess that at times I dream you and I strolling that path. You my king, I your queen. Those dreams, if only I'd known you before. Muse, words, love, if only.
I think you're muted still, Indy. I can't hear you.
I was muted. I got you. I got you. Okay, I'm on. I muted myself. The only poem you ever wrote, M.O., I can't believe it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This was. Oh, yeah. It is your boy, M.O. Thanks again for all those calls. Yes, I'm about to spit to y'all the only poem I've ever written. Again, my name is M.O., the host of TWZ Radio. You can just Google that. But here it goes. It goes, closing the curtains, drowning a person by submerging them in a bathtub full of vodka and bourbon on top of the person watching as he thrashing and yearning to gasping of the breath to the last of his squirming. Alas, the fate of the vermin burning in the place he be turning, feeling the pain and strain like a big dick in a verge. I'm sick and I'm certain that rapists need to get beat to the fullest by feeling the hurting to never get relieved by a bullet. So next time you thinking about pulling it out to a youngin', I'm strapped like a gunman with more torture tools than a dungeon. So abide by that rule, love it and live it, because you don't want to see me strike when I'm rugged and livid. I'm getting your mug too vivid to be shown on the news. Even quarters won't be held if it's a broad or a dude. Well, I'm raw and I'm rude when it comes to my sister, my family. They'll be missing me mainly because my mission is mangling. Throats in my palm, I harm because I'm strong when I'm strangling. Only pause when I'm calm, and if you're not, you're dangling. You ain't going to live how you live if the way you live in. I stay forgiven, but not if you rape young women. If age is given, you should also be blessed with some wisdom. Girls develop fast like Polaroids, but they all spin fiction. So, like, the next time you're thinking about pulling it out to a youngin', I strap like a gunman. Hold on. And then, out on a mission, went to a mission, and caught a minister in a bathroom with a boy he was kissing. Boy, was he fishing for something that was deep in his pocket. That's when I had to pull out the Glock and I cocked it. Retrieved the boy with ease, went to look for the priest. When I found him, I saw two naked boys massaging his feet. I couldn't take it no more. I then let loose the heat, and I asked Lord to forgive me for I was back on the street. It was a dastardly deed, but it had to be done. And back on my mission, telling, gripping my gun and slipping to some school teacher doing it do. She giving him a head while he licking her cooch. I was going to stop it because he was a 12-year-old fool, but I thought when I was his age, I was teacher was knocking my boots. So say fuck it and let him and her be. If the hoe get caught up or pregnant, it's not on me. I'm kicking rocks in my feet to do some old sickle type slaughtering to a house when I found a lady filming child pornography, dastardly haunting actions that she was recording. Her husband licking a baby snatch and my heater speed toward him, having him hoping that I would just pull the trigger and kill him. But I just left him for the parents in prison to deal with him. And that's the only poem I ever wrote.
Yes, and I can see why you wrote that. I know what you're talking about. You're speaking on the little child molesters and pedophiles, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes.
Is that what that's about? That's yeah. That's what I thought that was about. So, because for a minute I was like, and then I said, okay. So poems like that, too, need to be written for certain people. So that was cool. Thank you for sharing that one. The only poem you ever written. But I hope you write more poetry. Mo, you gotta tell it. What's up with one poem? You gotta give us some more.
Oh yeah, I will one day. But thank you kindly. In the ghost.
Yes, I love the way you do that. Yo, you gotta do a drop for me. I'm gonna play that at the beginning of every show, just like that. Cause I love the way you do that. I can't do it. I'm looking forward to you for doing that for me. Please.
So yeah, man, I'm gonna hook that up tonight. Record that on a joint tonight.
That is dope. All right, so before you go, Mo, one more time, tell everybody about TWZ, okay?
Oh yes, TWZ Radio. We rock out. We're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? I think, matter of fact, we're gonna have a show tomorrow, but. That's just
okay.
In the air right now, just like this. But we got underground hip hop, a whole lot of good stuff coming out. Just go ahead, Google TWZ Radio, and look out for the video game coming soon. TWZ the game.
All right now. Okay, Mo, thank you so much for calling and sharing your poem. As always, you're welcome here. Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, Mo. Okay. All right, guys. We have about 22, 23 minutes remaining in the show. For anyone who wants to call in and recite, you have time. Phone number, guys, 646-787-8428. Call in and recite.
Okay, if you want to send in audios to be played on the show, you can do that easily by emailing me at theinkspotradioshow@gmail.com. Okay, so send in your audios. Also, check us out on Facebook. We have the Ink Spot with Spoken Ink with Indigo Soul. That's a page. You just type that in your search engines, and the page will come on. It will come up. Like the page, okay? Share some work on there, you know, support that. We have my personal page also with Indigo Soul. Just type it in, and it will come up as well, okay? And we also have, I have another page that is on its way. It's going to be called I Am Poetry. This page right here is actually for, I see a lot of artists who like to do like live poetry. Since Facebook has now given the new feature where you can go live, I see everybody going live. So that page, I Am Poetry, part of that page is going to be dedicated to those artists who like to go live and just do random poems. You just go live and you're reciting something. I will be opening up that page for you to post all your live poems there daily. I'm going to be doing some as well. So, guys, look out. The page is almost done. So look out for that page, I Am Poetry. That page is going to be dedicated to nothing but, it's just nothing but poetry, supporting artists and everything like that. So that page is coming soon. Look out for that, okay? We're going to go to an audio because we have so many spoken word audios that were sent in tonight. Thank you, everyone, who sent in your audios and continue to send them in at the email address that I gave you guys, okay? I do appreciate that. We're going to go to one right now by Mona Bode. Oh, she's also from Harlem. Got a lot of Harlem in here, a lot of people from Harlem representing. And her piece is called Poem in My Soul. So we're going to go to this piece. And when we come back, we'll continue with the open mic. And it goes, so we are. Let's listen to Mona Bode, Poem in My Soul. Miss Mona Bode, beautiful piece. Shout out to Mona Bode. She wanted to come through and recite, but she had other things going on, so she sent in her audios. So shout out to her. That was a very beautiful piece. All right, we are back on, and open mic continues. Okay, under 20 minutes to go, but we still live, and we have more people who want to come on to recite. So I'm going to bring on our next reciter. Her name is Shy Venus. Yes, we're going to bring her on so she can share with us something lovely. Shy, hello.
Hello there.
And how are you?
I'm wonderful, blessed. I am filled with happiness.
All right, and thank you very much for calling. And I would like for you to introduce yourself to everyone, for those who don't know you.
I am Shy Venus. I've written some published poetry in a numerous of anthologies that's around. I started off back again in my adult time, 2011, as Samuel Rain's muse. And
yes.
I am so pleased that he's gotten far as he has. And I'm doing so many things that's taking my time about it, because I don't want to just throw something out there. I want someone to enjoy it.
Definitely.
And I'm on Facebook, and I have another group by the name of The Poet's Time to Shine.
Absolutely. Okay, so guys, make sure you check out those pages that Ms. Shy has provided. Okay, so are you ready to recite for us?
Yes, I am. This piece
okay.
is one of my, I guess, nice pieces that everyone likes. And it's called Reminiscing.
Okay, so Reminiscing by Miss Shy Venus. Here we go, guys.
Looking down Lake Charles, listening to the Louisiana jazz greats, Trombone Shorty, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, and the legends. Your scent is like walking into a fresh summer's bath in the backwoods of the Louisiana bayou. The sweet smell of gumbo prepared in Cousin Josephine's kitchen, where customers would come to get a free sample of it, teasingly passes by my direct. As we're holding hands, I smile reminiscing of you, lifting me up off my feet into your muscular, masculine arms. I gaze at the sexiest way the white of your teeth brings the pride and joy of your smile can make a crowd at the Saints game think they won before the game ever began. You're such a rare gentleman and a fine piece of art. Look at you with your seersucker powder blue shirt open for the cool summer breeze off the bayous and lakes. Sleeves and khakis rolled up your arms and legs just enough to walk through the prairie byways. The look on your face you give me can melt my heart, which renders my surrendering every moment of me to you. As we kissed, you held my chin as delicately and tenderly, leaving me with the sweet, erotic, heart-pounding daydreaming of a moment to be imagined for our next sentimental journey. You open up the door for me from your beautiful 1941 Studebaker lot convertible. That automobile still speaks long-time memories of us. You walk around the back, flirtatiously touching the curves of the vehicle, never taking your big, dreamy bedroom eyes off of me. As I open the driver's side door, your eyes fall down upon my bosom from leaning too far over, releasing the door handle. I smile. As you drive away, you take my left hand, ever so gently caressing it, glancing at the 5-carat diamond ring given to you from your mother for your future bride-to-be, which was me. You pull me close to you while we ride with anticipation of love pondering inside my heart of our trip to the next destination to be continued by Shy Venus.
Yes, 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 yes. I like that. You have a nice, smooth voice when you speak. It's nice and soothing. I enjoyed that. Very nice.
Thank you,
Ms. Shy Venus.
Have a nice time.
Awesome. You too. Thank you so much. All right. So
A nice, beautiful, smooth piece from Miss Shy Venus. I love that. I love that. Okay. So, guys, we're about 15 minutes remaining before the show closes out. You still have time to call in and recite. So call on up, y'all. The number, 646-787-8428 is the number to call in and recite. And don't forget, we are on every week, guys. Every week we are on right here, Word of My Radio. We have two shows currently broadcasting. We have a Friday night show, which is called Occasional Real Intellectual Deep Topics with Mr. Conscious Thoughts. That comes on at 8 p.m. on Fridays. So, guys, make sure you tune into that. Whoever missed the show last night, it was a good show. I will post the links afterwards so you guys can go back and listen. Okay, and on Saturdays, we have me, Indigo Soul, doing open mic, Spoken Ink, okay, at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you guys continue to check us out here on Word of My Radio. I will be posting all the links and details for you guys to continue to tune in and call up and support us as we support you guys, okay? I appreciate everybody. It was a lovely night. I can't believe the time went by so fast. We were down to about 10 minutes. That means that the show was so good, it just kept going. Thank you to everybody who called in tonight and recited. Everyone listening online, I appreciate you guys too. I have some shout-outs that I want to give. Shout-out to Miss Rosalind Cherry. Today is her birthday, so Rosalind, happy birthday. She is a supporter of the show from way back in the beginning. She also was in one of the featured poets in the book that we released a couple of years ago, the Spoken Ink Written Collection. She always calls up. She has a beautiful voice. She sings. She does her poetry while singing. She's just talented. Want to shout out to her. Happy birthday, Rosalind. Also, want to shout out another artist who was featured in the written collection. Her name is Red Equivalent, a.k.a. Angel. Shout out to her. She hasn't been able to get on, but I reached out to her. She told me that she might be listening, so shout out to you, Angel, all the way from Australia. So shout out to her. And shout out to everybody that I see every day online posting your poems and everything. Shout out to all the poets out there. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to all the poet groups, all them beautiful groups. Every day when I get online, I'm seeing all these beautiful poems. First thing in the morning, everybody's reciting. So shout out to all the groups, the Ink Spot. Shout out to the Naked Truth. Shout out to Tasha and Tammy's group, their Artist Connection. Shout out to everybody, the Ink Spill, the Official Black Poetry Spot, everybody out there. Black Rain, shout out to them. They have their shows going on, publishing, Kim Morrow, everybody. Shout out to all of y'all. I appreciate you guys and support you guys because I see y'all doing your thing every day. Shout out to poetry just and everything, all right? Thank you, guys. Once again, I appreciate y'all. Right now, what we're going to do as we're winding down is I'm going to go into a song. And when I come back, we're going to go ahead and finish it up for anyone else who wants to recite or say anything before we close, okay? So let's get into some music, and we'll be right back right here. Indigo Soul Spoken Ink Open Mic Night on Word of My Radio. We shall return, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yo, it's time to play Leaving. Right. See you at the end, bro. Cats paying more than half a pound. I'm gone. my back and snatch it down. I got the cable, we could probably run the brackets down. Scenarios like this is tear jerkers for the modern MC. I eat a blue collar worker, cause this ain't cold rhyming, no different from coal mining. We both on assignment to unearth the diamond. When you start climbing and them eyes start shining, you be struggling and striving, and they think you prime timing. Maintain and keep silent, make no an observation. It's confrontation, this is the daily operation. My concentration, stay focused on my recitation. About to reach my destination with no pause or hesitation. Baby, make the preparation, cause this ain't no recreation. This is pro ball, and we letting you know, y'all. At the show, y'all, doing this for dough, y'all. Get the phone call, and I'm ready to blow, y'all. About to go, y'all. Been a pleasure to know, y'all. And I'm letting you know. Drop these heavy ass bags up on my backbone. Around the world with a catalog of rap songs. My baby girl is walking, been away for that long. But no, you haven't, well, at least it's how it seemed to me. My hometown is like a whole different scenery. The old timers on the stoop leaning leisurely. The new jacks up in the park smoking greenery. Easily taken for granted when you up in it, but it's sweet sinning when you've been down for a minute. Move around city limits, break them down with the vintage. The end of winning, classical B-boy image. Collect the winners, cause that's the reason that we came here. This thing is not a game here, the fortune, not the fame here. From New York to the Cadillac, right. Cali in the Cadillac, right. Chicago, no, we innovate. Infiltrate Virginia State, DC make me simulate. Yeah. Philly, no, we penetrate. Yeah. Georgia make us generate. Let's celebrate to get the pay. They celebrate some ideas in foreign lands. Right. Even your mans in Japan know who I am. In our son, make everybody out in the fun. The Ichiban, they got man, but where you get it from? Phenomenon. Excuse me, that's the phone call. It's a show, y'all. Trying to get this dough, y'all. About to blow, y'all. Been a pleasure to know, y'all. And I'm letting you know.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know if I'll be back again. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you know I'll never go. Even though you know I will, I'm a traveling man. Moving through places, space and time. I got a lot of things I got to do. But inshallah, I'm coming back to you. Baby boo, I'm a traveling man. Moving through places, space and time. Got a lot of things I got to do. But God willing, I'm coming back to you. Back to you, I'm
Yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Ink Spot Spoken Ink with Indigo Soul Open Mic Night. And we are winding down, 5 minutes remaining in the show. I want to say once again, thank you to everyone who called in and those listening online. I enjoyed you guys so much tonight. It was a great show. First show back in a while, and it was beautiful. I want to say thank you guys for making that happen. Wonderful recitals tonight, and I'm looking forward to hearing you guys over and over and over, week after week, coming through
and sharing with us your beautiful poetry, man. This is what this platform, this show is about, supporting you guys and your talents, and we're going to continue to do that. So we need you guys to continue to call in and continue liking the links and everything, listening in. We do appreciate that. So thank you guys once again. And I'll give out the number once again for anyone who wants to call in for the last few minutes and recite. The number is 646-787-8428. Okay, for anyone wanting to come through and try to get in the last little bit of poetry, okay, you can do that. Also, send in your spoken word audio. For those I didn't play tonight, I want to thank everyone who sent in their audios, first of all. Thank you, guys. For those that didn't get theirs played tonight, don't worry. I will play you guys next week, okay? So continue, everyone, to send in your audio to be played on the show. The email address for that is theinkspotradioshow@gmail.com. Send in your audios. I'll be more than happy to play them for you. Right now, I'm going to bring in the co-host. He's supposed to be co-hosting, but he don't like co-hosting. He is actually the host of the show, which was on last night. You guys missed it. It'll be back on Friday. The show is The Naked Truth, okay? And his name is Conscious Thoughts. He is my co-host sometimes, but he is a host. So we'll bring him on. Sir, Mr. Thoughts, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastically well. Thanks for asking.
You know you're supposed to co-host tonight. You didn't co-host, but that's okay.
I was here, but I was going to co-host with you, but you know what I'm saying? You were doing that. You know what? You were doing an excellent job. I said, I don't want to kill your vibe.
I don't need to kill my vibe.
So I said, I let you go. Well, you were doing a good job. So I said, let me go ahead and let you do what you do.
No problem. All right, Mr. Thoughts. So I want you to go ahead and let anybody know about your show, okay?
Oh, you know, my show is more so about, you know, current events. And also, it's called The Naked Truth, meaning that you're exposing, you know what I'm saying, the truth or whatever. You're putting it out there. You're putting yourself out there. So we're going to, you know, a range of topics, just like yesterday when we had our show. We were talking about the bathroom situation. Everybody talks about it, about, you know, the transgender and what bathroom should they use, or is it okay for them to use that bathroom? So then, you know, hey, let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm saying. Like, I want to get the real public's opinion on this situation, and we can discuss it. So that's what that was about. You know,
okay,
along with other topics.
Definitely, definitely. So, guys, make sure you check out Conscious Thoughts and The Naked Truth. It's on Friday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're on. And they got some very deep topics that we get into. So make sure you guys check that out. And I'm on Saturday right after with Open Mic Night. Okay? So
can I say something real quick?
Yes, because we're about to close it out.
I will say I did enjoy the poetry today. I did. Enjoy the people who performed and also the audio clips. That's all.
Okay. All right. And I concur. Shout out to everybody who performed tonight. Shout out to everybody who sent in their spoken word audio. And just shout out to everybody who does poetry. I love y'all, man. Listen, we're back on next week, guys. Next week, same time, same place right here. On Word of My Radio, Spoken Ink will be going live Saturday night at 10 p.m. Make sure you guys tune in, call in. Come on, we back on now. We need y'all. We need y'all, okay? So stay tuned and make sure Friday nights, Conscious Thoughts will be on, okay? 8 p.m., The Naked Truth. So check out those shows. We're going to close it out tonight. Once again, thank you to everyone who called in, all the listeners, and make sure you go to my page, and I will be posting the link. So check that out, okay? So good night to everyone, and thank you once again for calling in, tuning in, and listening. And I do appreciate you. We're closing.
Project USA. It's all about you, sir. There's no I in USA. Bloods, white walls, and blue, sir. There's no me in USA. There's no we in USA. It's just you, sir. body resemblance of George Zimmerman with the head of Medusa, mutated and alienated on behalf of the Rhythm Nation. What do you expect us to do, sir? It's a mighty fine afternoon, sir. 5 minutes to one, two hands up, screaming, don't shoot, sir. At the mere thought of injustice, we will loot, sir. Because it seems like the black dollar matters more than black lives to you, sir. But anyway, what you got for sale last news, sir? I need them 11s, the patent leathers, yeah, with the baby blue, sir. I'm going to need those Japanese denims, too, sir. Yeah, I'm going to kill them tonight, all thanks to you, sir. The bitch is going to be on me, the haters going to catch the flu, sir. Lord knows I love the haters the same way that I love you, sir. You see, I receive the ether and use it to generate fuel, sir. I possess higher levels of intelligence by the spool, sir. And I've never graduated from your school, sir. So no thanks to you, sir. I'm an articulate, ubiquitous, cerebral lyricist. Mentally militant, ambitious, and ambivalent. But the music and the money comes through you, sir. So for you, sir, I call my brothers and sisters niggas and bitches. I make them feel inferior with my materialism. For you, sir, I put my head down and keep quiet about the truth. I keep buying more things and lying to the youth. For you, sir, I'll watch a light-skinned dude beat a dark-skinned dude black and blue. And with a sense of pride, comment hashtag Team Lightskin. I'm fighting my own ignorance as I write this. For you, sir, I write this for truth, sir. For proof that we are couth. For confirmation that our colloquial nature has been abused. So from now on, I refuse to call you, sir. I declare you America Incorporated, where in a few short months another beneficiary of white privilege is going to be inaugurated, and another racist cop will be exonerated, and CNN is going to televise the great racial debate with none other than Don Lemon moderating it. But I don't have cable, so I don't have to tolerate the shit. But my Facebook's timelines, hotlines, going to bling with ignorance and intolerance. You'll distract us for 72 hours while you bomb some foreign territory and then shower them with flowers. Hashtag pray for your country here, but who's going to pray for ours? Project USA. It's all about you, sir.
Meanwhile, the ceiling of Diamond Palace 2 seems too dull. Daring its drapes to dance like the belly of Indian women, the beat